Tigers host SMU this Saturday. Join Rich Phillips and Craig Swan for the pregame at 4:30. Kickoff at 5 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We'll see about that.
It is 5:17. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon, everybody. You are listening to The Hardline. All right. Fat girl songs.
By the way, I don't endorse this segment. I don't agree with it.
Oh, really?
I'm saying I don't care because I'm going to convince you otherwise.
And I think you are so full of crap. And okay. Not only that, I think you're hard on...
That can be edited.
Larger girls.
All right. That's fine. I just want you guys to realize, because we got into this discussion, that there is a genre of music. Now, there's a genre of music for pretty much every sect in society. You agreed? That's why there's so many different radio stations. That's why there's so many different types of music.
But I don't think there's one for fat women.
Absolutely there is. There is no question that songwriters know exactly what they're doing when they prey on the very weak psyche of the fat woman in their lyrics.
There is nobody that sits around
any
focus group says, okay, all right, let's get the fatties.
Would you not say that the larger woman has a more fragile psyche than, say, Pamela Anderson
type?
Yeah,
because they're picked on all the time.
Right, by people like you.
I don't pick on them.
Mm-hmm.
I embrace them.
Grego goes hogging, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I do. I don't call it that, though, Danny.
He doesn't pick on them. He porks them.
Now, fat girl songs, if you will. Fat girl songs and fat girl lyrics, they give the fat girls hope.
Yes, they do. Because they're longing for affection.
They're longing for love. They're longing for some type of relationship. Something that they probably can't have. But these songs...
Why can't they have it?
Because they're overlooked.
And overweight.
Sometimes.
They're the most...
And what?
Overweight.
Oh, okay. Fat people are the most discriminated against people in the world.
It's a shame that there are people in this world like Corby.
Exactly.
That hate them.
Snake! I don't hate them.
Why are you so shallow, Corby?
I'm just... Ty, shut up.
That's a good question he raises, though.
Well, let's get to some of these songs.
I bet they don't have this over at KRLD. KRLD embraces everybody, don't they?
That's right. Fat people are welcome at KRLD.
I welcome fat people. I love them. I love them all. I'm just saying that I'm just trying to make you guys realize that there are people out there who write songs specifically for fat women.
No.
She's fat, bloated, and she farts 50 times a day.
See?
I cribbed that from a lyric.
I've never heard a song with
Neither
that in
have
it.
I.
All right, so let's get to the
Jesus.
List. There's 10 songs on here. I call these the top 10 fat people song, fat women songs, because most of these songs do give these women hope. Hope that there's something out there for them, that there's love out there somewhere on the horizon.
And there might be.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, fat people need love, too.
Yeah.
And music.
Mm-hmm. Definitely music.
Well, let's listen to some, all right?
All right. So here is a song. And by the way, you'll hear a couple of groups here two times, like three in particular.
So some people specialize in fat music.
There is no question. No question. Here is Fat Woman song number...
That.
Because it's telling these...
I mean, it's a bad chick song, but it's more a frau song.
It's telling these fat...
Well, most fraus are fat.
Not right? All.
Not all of them.
Most of them are.
No, they're not.
That song right there is telling them that there is someone who is the wind beneath their wings.
Out there somewhere.
That they can lift them up and carry them off into the sunset and love them forever.
Well, what if there is?
There may be. There probably isn't because they're fat, but there may be.
Gives the fat girl hope, huh?
Exactly.
That she will one day find the wind beneath her wings.
Exactly.
and the crane to hoist over her shoulders and pick her up, huh? I don't know. I'm beginning to think this segment's very misguided.
She's trying to find her feet beneath her gut.
Okay, now here come the fat jokes from you guys.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's not. That's not that.
No.
All right, keep going.
All right, this is one of the newer ones. This is from the last 6 or 7 years. But boy, when it hit, the fat girl ate it up.
Like an eclair.
Compared to that skinny bitch.
That's really not the point.
Greg. She's the ugliest.
Something wrong with this song.
Oh, this is really?
This is a bad
look at
song.
Him.
It may be a good song, but
come on.
And this song gives hope to all the big women out there that there's a Leonardo DiCaprio out there.
Yep.
Or there's some situation that they'll fall in where they will leave their man who's worth millions to go after this spare cabin boy.
Doesn't that happen all the time?
No.
It never happens.
You ever heard that song, Slide Off of Your Satin Sheets?
No.
By Johnny Paycheck?
No.
You are so country.
You are, man.
Yeah, I wish there was country out there to be country.
You understand what I'm saying?
Keith Urban's.
He's right.
World.
These songs are basically soundtrack music from chick flicks.
Right. That is exactly right. Because they can actually associate the song with a particular scene in the movie, which gives them even more hope. All right. Song number 8. She has found the greatest love of all.
Yeah, crack.
Which means that for those who aren't as skinny as her, well, maybe there's hope for them. They can find the greatest love of all. Doubtful, but it's
probably
out there.
Probably in the fridge, though, isn't it?
Okay, fat joke.
Probably the freezer, not the fridge.
That's one of a couple entries from young Whitney Houston. Number 7, this is the first of 2 songs from this loser. I blame them on you.
I do too.
Is this Chicago?
Yes.
I love
There's
Chicago.
Nothing wrong with Chicago.
Peter Sucktera. This is crap.
What's wrong with Chicago?
Listen how gay he is.
He's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
He's a great singer.
You don't like Chicago?
No. Not this Chicago.
You don't like 25 or 6 to 4? Beginning?
How does this have anything to do with that song?
They invented the power ballad.
They did.
I love Chicago, and you know what else? I like this song.
You're the reason,
What?
You're the inspiration. You bring meaning to my life.
You're the inspiration.
Gonna eat a hoagie.
You know, sometimes I'm embarrassed to be associated
with you. Oh, shut up. Tell me that is not the
quintessential
fat.
There's nothing wrong with Chicago. There's nothing wrong with them.
I like Chicago, and I like that song.
There's nothing wrong with Chicago. There's nothing wrong with Peter Cetera, and you could find a better song than that for this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Scrambling.
Yeah.
That is a freaking home run.
That could have been number one.
It could have been.
You're scrambling.
If that's number one, then this is a very weak list.
This is a very flimsy premise that you're standing on right here.
Right, whatever.
I'm coming around to this, Corby.
Thank you.
Let's do one more and then do the top five next.
All right. This is another band that makes it on there twice. Matter of fact...
We got the Ranch Report next.
No, we don't.
No, we're going to move it.
When you point to Fat Girl songs, they can all be traced back to this band. They started it all. They're the ones who came up with the genre. They're genius for doing it because they made a fortune off of it. And here is one of their big hits.
You never close your eyes anymore.
It's only one of the greatest songs of all time.
Right, I know.
It could be a great song, but it's a Fat Girl song.
Right.
And there's no tenderness like grief in a friend.
This song, there were hardly fat women out there.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. There used to be fat girls.
But baby, you're gaming and blowing. You want my love and beating. Want my love and beating. You want that love and beating. Now it's gone.
And then they get him at the end because it's bring back that love and feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're crying because, hey, I've lost my love. And then at the end, they bring him back. They you suck him back
you
in.
You didn't like this when Maverick sang that to that lesbo?
Stupid. That's a bad group. And I blame them on you.
No, they're not
The
bad.
Righteous Brothers is a
only one of the greatest songs of all time. Now, if you don't blame them on me, go ahead.
I will.
I have to accept responsibility for them.
I will. Coming up next, the top five.
Breaking sports news first, guaranteed with the Ticket Ticker at 10, 30, and 50 past every hour on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 5:37 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We will be at Best Buy in crazy Fort Worth on Friday. This week, that is at Quebec and 820 over there. So come see us at Best Buy. We will have gift certificates to Romano's Macaroni Grill for you all. All right, let's continue with the Fat Girl songs.
Yes, the top 10 songs ever written specifically for fat women, in case you missed it. I'm trying to prove to my cohorts that there is a genre of music that appeals to fat women exclusively, and that songwriters do go after that demographic.
You are just
smart.
No.
Genius.
No, neither one of those. You're
scary
crazy.
Bright.
No, none of that. I mean, there's no way people
cold
try
that.
To appeal to fat women.
You'll come around.
Okay.
So at number 10, we had Bette Midler, Wind Beneath My Wings.
What?
The Titanic, Celine Dion song, Whitney Houston, Greatest Love of All, Chicago, Sparinus with that dumb song they wrote. What was it called?
I don't know.
Well, you're the one who likes Chicago and likes the song.
You're the inspiration.
That
you're
song.
You just said you did. There's nothing wrong with that song.
Well, I didn't say that.
Oh, here we go. Backtracking.
I'm not backtracking.
Yeah, you are.
It was your
you
man's
I didn't say there was anything
Snake.
Wrong with it.
Okay.
But neither did I say that I liked it.
And the Righteous Dorks with Love and Feeling.
God, you're just, like Ryan said, one of the greatest songs ever.
Nah, slow down.
No. Full speed ahead. Gas on the metal.
All right. What? Now we're down to the nitty-gritty. These are the top five songs ever written for fat women. So let's start with number five.
So many nights I sit by my window.
Because you can't get a date.
Waiting for someone to sing me a song. So many dreams.
You're telling me this is not written for a fat woman.
No.
Inside me, alone in the dark. Now you come along, and you
just really likes her man. You light up my life.
And cheese.
She's lonely. She's pining for that man. She hasn't found him. She wants to find that man who lights up her life.
I think Debbie Gibbon actually wrote that for God.
Jesus.
Honestly.
So there.
Yeah. Of course, you're a guy that loves to feed on Jesus.
We don't take these songs literally, Ty.
I'm just saying.
We take them for what they mean.
We don't. If we don't take them literally, then how do we know they're written for larger girls? I don't even like to use the word fat.
No, neither do I. All right, number four. I want you, as soon as this woman, this is her second song on the top 10 list, as soon as you hear her hit the high note, just envision a large woman shoving about 300 marshmallows in her mouth.
By the way, if this is what I think it is, this isn't even her song.
I don't care. She made it famous.
I knew someday that drop was going to come in handy.
Because they buy into the fact of this everlasting love. I will always love you. And so there's someone sitting there thinking, you know what? I'm going to find someone that will always love me. Hope, Grego. It gives them hope.
Well, what if it's like a hot girl?
She doesn't need hope.
It's just telling some guy that, hey, I will always love you.
She doesn't need that kind of hope. The large woman does. And sometimes it's false hope, unfortunately.
Why is it false hope?
All right, let's move to number three.
As I talk to the wall.
This guy, he should be shot for agreeing to do this song. But man, when this came out in the mid-80s, ugh.
Can I point out a common denominator in these damn songs?
Go ahead.
They all start off with bad, crappy piano parts.
Yeah, there's really weak keyboard in almost every one of these songs.
That real 80s synthy piano.
Mm-hmm. Most of these songs, too, I believe came out in the 80s. Well, no, not most of them. Yeah, most of them did. Most of them did.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. From fat women.
Yep.
That's There's what he did in no the 80s. Question.
It's another song from a movie.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
Karate Kid
theme.
Yep. I just don't see why you're just ripping on all these, you know, songs. They're just love songs is all they are. I mean, is there not a place in the world for the love song?
Should we take some calls before we get to the top two?
Oh, you're dying to take calls.
Before we get to number one.
I've never seen you so...
All right, at number two. So,
Ron, you even... You even answered calls during the break.
And by the way,
you're loving
overwhelming success on my side.
Nope, it's true.
Ask
Tell him.
Go ahead.
He's lying.
Okay.
Oh, God.
You're the biggest liar in the world.
Shut up, Ronner.
Thank you.
Yeah, whatever.
Keep going.
Everybody hates this bit. And they hate him. And we're finding out why.
Oh,
yeah.
We'll see.
Oh, really?
We'll see.
Would you like to take some phone calls to back me up? You sure you want to do that? Because they all back me up.
Okay.
At number two, this song came out in the early 80s, and when it did, boy, did it give the fat woman hope that a stud sailor would come sweep her off her feet.
Oh, only, I know what this one is.
Oh, yeah. So here's number two.
There are mountains.
Yeah,
cigarette, Joe. Good God.
Of course, that is from the end of An Officer and a Gentleman when Richard Gere lifts Deborah Winger off her feet and they walk off into the sunset.
Oh, he took her out of the factory. I mean, he was going to marry her.
Sure.
And her dream came true.
And you know, every fat woman was thinking, maybe Richard Gere would come do that to me, come lift me up. The only problem is you're fat. He can't lift you.
Maybe he's going to come down the aisle on a forklift.
Yeah, they should take hope from the fact that Deborah Winger's probably fat now, too, though.
Yeah, but back then, you know.
Nice piece back then.
Sure was.
All right, you're itching to take this call. Go ahead.
Hi there, you're on the ticket.
Good Lord. Those are horrible. And it doesn't give the fat girl anything. It gives, okay, first of all, the song An Officer and a Gentleman gives the white trash girl hope.
Right.
It gives the 50-year-old hope from Top Gun, because that's how old Kelly McGillis was in that stupid movie.
Mm-hmm. She was a what? That's what?
She was 50 years old.
No, she wasn't. She was a young, hot piece of ass.
No, she wasn't. They couldn't even show her in the light. They had to show her shadow because she's horrible.
No, she's all a lesbo, but...
And I have news for you. That stupid song from Titanic, I saw a skinny girl singing it at Kohl's the other day with her matching Burberry shirt and shoes, and I wanted to punch her in the face.
You should have.
What is wrong with you? I mean, are you not on board? So do you think this is true?
Nothing is wrong with me. Those are god-awful songs.
I agree.
But are they geared for the fat girl?
I don't know about that.
See, she doesn't know about that.
Okay, fine, but she's
giggly.
Completely denying the fact that they aren't for
them.
Well,
yeah. Hey, nobody denies the fact that they're horrible songs. But are they geared for the fat girl?
She doesn't know.
You listening to this? She's a giggle box.
Oh, she is.
Oh, my God.
What's more scary is that Corby spends so much time on the fat ass. But I think he's secretly, absolutely...
Hey, now.
Jeez. You know, what did she say?
Yeah, I thought she said something else.
No,
she said face, right?
Right. Put his face between
her boobs. I thought you were going somewhere else with that, sister.
So what's your name?
My name is Tracy.
So, Tracy, are you a fat pig?
Grego.
Legitimate. Hey, Greg,
you're the most insensitive person I've ever met.
No, she's coming on here bagging on. I just want to know what she is. Maybe you want to step up on the scales there, moo girl.
Hey, I will step up on the scales, but that doesn't mean I'm skinny. I guarantee it.
Okay. Okay. All right, sweetheart. Thanks for calling.
How big are those cans?
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Was that bong hit, Tracy?
No.
I don't know. All right, we haven't got to number one yet. Now, number one...
We got to take some more calls.
Fine. Number one, of course, it comes from a band that we've already played. The band that started it all. And I think that this song started it all. I think this is the first song that everyone can look back to.
This is ground zero.
This is ground zero for the Fat Girl song. They knew what they were doing when they wrote this song.
Whoa. My love,
what year is this?
65, 6?
Yeah. Perfect.
I grew up in the 60s. Thanks, Mike.
It's a horrible song.
No, it's not theirs.
I don't care.
Whose song is this?
I don't know. I don't know who wrote it, but
this is me.
Maybe one of those Lieber Stoller songs. It ain't theirs.
This is your righteous brother, right?
Yeah.
I always thought this was theirs.
Just a beating.
It's a great song.
Some fat girl's over there thinking that someone's longing for her touch.
And before Ty Walker informs us, yes, this is also from another movie.
Yes, Ghost. Ty goes. We know that. Thank you.
It is.
All right. There you are.
One of the worst segments that we've ever done, and we stretched it into two.
But I changed your opinion.
And deprived people of the ranch report at that.
You did not.
It's next.
Change my mind at
all. Yeah, but they wanted it at 5:30. Punch up another call, Ron.
I swear,
Cat always says that we need benchmarks on this show, and we do everything Cat tells us.
Go ahead.
Because Cat knows.
Go ahead.
Hey, we subscribe to the wisdom of Cat.
Fly through a few.
You hate him.
Yeah, let's have a few more phone calls, Ron. All right.
Okay, one more.
Hi there, you're on the ticket.
Maybe two, Danny.
Hey, what's going on, Hardline?
Nothing, I don't like you. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, I am getting the urge to come up there and kick Corby's ass.
All right.
In defense of my wife, you insane fathead.
Why is your...
I'm 6'3", and I weigh 270, and I don't know about my wife. She's the... We met...
Wow. Can't say that, dude.
Yeah, you're not allowed to cuss.
Snake.
Not the ultimate cuss word is that.
Bring the uber cuss word in there.
Basically, they're going to lose weight, but you're always going to be a something.
Yeah.
A dill.
Mm-hmm.
An effing something.
Yeah.
Hi there, you're on the ticket.
Corby's segment was greatness.
Why?
I totally agree.
Thank you, ma'am.
Why? I mean, he's calling girls fat. I mean, that's...
You true. Were, too.
I didn't know.
You made about 11 fat jokes.
I wasn't even making jokes.
I mean,
you were.
Franco, you did.
Don't you?
You did make fat jokes.
No, I didn't.
Thank you.
Prove it.
You put that lady on the phone a fat pig.
Well, that's because she was agreeing with Corby and attacking girls of size.
And she didn't say she wasn't.
Exactly.
But there are girls of size. That's the whole point.
Thank you,
Well, what
ma'am.
About you? Are you?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, how much do you weigh?
Put her on hold, Danny.
110.
You weigh 110?
Yeah.
Okay, how tall are you? 4 foot two?
5'2".
You're 5'2"?
Perfect.
5'2", 110? That's not too bad. What size dress do you wear, though?
A 4.
You have stinky butt? What about bra? What size bra do you wear?
36C.
That's a little miracle.
It's perfect. Thank you, ma'am, for calling and supporting me.
You must be ugly. You got a great body, but I bet you're ugly.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I bet you are. He wants you to email him.
You are so rude to people.
I'm not
rude
to people.
You are, Grego, and I defend you all the time, and so now you're going to be rude to me.
Good. Don't defend him anymore.
Why do you defend me?
He's really scum.
what do I need defending on?
Sometimes your opinions. I just have to defend your opinions.
Well, see, I just don't like people making fun of fat people.
You're doing it right now.
No, I'm not.
Okay, you should not make fun of anybody.
Oh, there's
but
something
Corby,
to make
but
fun
But Corby had a point, and he was just validating his point.
That
Thank
point
you.
Is a dumb point. They do not write songs for fat
yes,
people.
Yes, they do.
Okay, I have to disagree. I agree with Corby.
Thank you, ma'am. I love you.
And they all suck. All the songs sucked, by the way.
They did.
Corby,
they're all horrible.
I agree. So,
I could have you, I guarantee you.
God.
I could so have you.
You think so?
If I wanted to, but I don't want you.
Email him.
Oh,
email
yeah,
us a
well.
Picture. All right, sweetheart, we got to go. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
You're welcome.
All right, 5:53 on the ticket.